This is episode 979. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I am honored you are here as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're out walking or getting ready to go to sleep. However you're listening in is just fine. In today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique to help you manage tension in relationships. And this is part of a 7-part meditation series we're exploring this week on how to manage relationships using meditation techniques. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around the weekly theme. So we explore a topic in depth and using different techniques to see what might work best. And so you get to go a little deeper into a topic so you can really master the quality. And if you like full, complete, half-hour guided meditations, or you want to learn how to meditate, you can join me over at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there I release a daily meditation using the techniques, but I customize it into a full guided experience. You also get a journal and a slowdown guide with each series so you can explore a topic a little deeper. And you get access to over 900 guided meditations when you go over there. So again, that's at sipandom.com. You can try this membership site out for free. It's 2 weeks free. Well, for today's meditation technique right here on the podcast, for you to take this technique in your own meditation, it is going to be a mudra technique. Now, mudras are a way you position your hands in a particular way that activates your brain, and this affects your nervous system. It's so similar to yoga or acupressure. So with your hands, with both hands, you have the option to do this mudra. Now, you don't have to do the mudra. You can still listen to the guided part of this meditation, but the mudra is fun to do. It helps to make your meditations just that much more dynamic. And one of the best things about doing mudras in particular is that you can do them when you're not sitting down meditating. So you could do this mudra when you're experiencing a lot of stress with a particular relationship. The next time you see that person who really brings you down, you could do this mudra to support you. The name of this mudra is called the Rudra Mudra, and it is simple to do, as I mentioned. All you're going to do is touch your ring finger and your index finger together with your thumb. So touch your ring finger and your index finger to your thumb, and that's it. You do this with both hands, placing your hands on your lap with your palms upward. Now your little finger and middle finger will just be hanging outward gently. You don't have to force them to be straight or anything. Sometimes you'll find with mudras that your fingers might not be so flexible. So just do the best you can. Now this mudra you could do 3 times a day, and you can do it for up to about 6 minutes. A time will give you some great benefits. Now every mudra, as I mentioned, it affects your body and your nervous system in a particular way. Well, this mudra helps to support digestion and your stomach, and it also helps you to feel confident. So try this mudra to feel confident and to feel strong and empowered. This is a mudra to help you get rid of those butterflies you might get in your stomach when you think about a particular relationship. So you can hold this mudra, and as you meditate, here's what I encourage you to focus on. Focus on listening. Listen to your body, where you're harboring your stress and your tension. And think about the thoughts you were thinking that may have triggered that stress and tension. This week, we've been exploring how relationships are pivotal to your health and wellness, because one of the top stressors out there is relationships. And so as you focus on relationships this week, consider listening to your thoughts. So there's a mind-body connection going on that science is showing is real, that the thoughts we think and how we feel influences your health. It influences your organs and how you age, your vitality. So as you sit down in your meditation, you could hold this mudra, the Rudra Mudra, simply touching your thumb to your pointing finger and your ring finger, doing that with both hands, and considering how you're feeling in your body when you think of a particular relationship. Bring it to mind. Think about a particular relationship, maybe one that lifts you up, or one that maybe doesn't feel as though things are going so well with this particular relationship these days. And notice how you feel in your body as you hold this mudra. So take this into your meditation. Sit for as long as you feel good doing so. Always leave your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.